With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel and Hamas have taken a major step in the ceasefire agreement for the Gaza war by releasing their hostages and prisoners. The move raises hopes for the long-term truce in the region, although there are a number of unresolved issues like Hamas disarmament and Gaza governance highlighting the deal's somewhat fragile status. Officials agree a lot of work is yet ahead of them. Meanwhile, emotional reunions for the hostages who'd been held by Hamas for just over 2 years.
Released hostage Eitan Moore hugging his crying father as his mother recites a prayer. He's one of the last 20 living hostages released by Hamas Monday as part of a peace deal since the start of the war on October 7, 2023, when 251 were kidnapped. Others released include Guy Gilboa Dalal, who was greeted by his family. Under the peace deal, which the U.S. helped broker, Hamas also releasing the bodies of any remaining hostages who died in captivity. In exchange, Israel releasing Palestinian prisoners. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump and other world leaders signing the Gaza peace deal in Egypt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over.
The president told the global summit in Sharm el-Sheikh it's a monumental moment for the Mideast and the world.
Together we've achieved what everybody said was impossible.
And he urged leaders to put the old feuds and bitter hatreds behind us.
And to declare that our future will not be ruled by the fights of the generations past.
The president said the next step is rebuilding Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Well, Louisiana's Ten Commandments law is getting a reprieve.
A three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declared the legislation unconstitutional earlier this year, but now the full circuit court has voided that ruling and announced it will rehear the case with all 17 judges sitting. The Louisiana law requires that all public schools post large copies of the Ten Commandments around the building where students can see them. Several other states have passed similar statutes, which are also being challenged in court. Michael Harrington reporting.
Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship intensifying anxiety and outright fear among clergy and people of faith. In just the last 6 months, attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and of course a Catholic church in Minnesota hosting a mass for school children. This is SRN News. Well, China and the United States seem to be toning down their heated rhetoric over trade and tariffs.
Beijing is calling on the U.S. to withdraw a new threat of 100% tariffs and other export control measures. The statement comes after President Trump issued a new tariff threat in response to China placing strict curbs on the export of rare earth materials, a vital resource used in a host of critical applications. While not withdrawing the threat, Mr. Trump did strike a more conciliatory tone, saying the U.S. wants to help, not hurt, China. Rich Thomason, Washington.
New York Times, Associated Press, Newsmax, they're among five outlets who say they will not sign a deal. The War Department document about new press rules. Secretary Pete Hegseth says reporters who do not sign on to the new rules will be tossed out of the Pentagon. More details at srnnews.com.